What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Build Your Best Business podcast. This is episode one. If you guys have not already, I urge you to go ahead and check out episode zero. This is our welcome and introduction into the podcast. My name is Zach. I'm here with my co-host, Anthony. And today we are going to go over what it's like being a loan officer. What does the day-to-day look like? Why did we become loan officers? What do loan officers even do? So I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to my co-host, Anthony, right now. Anthony, why did you end up getting licensed as a loan officer?
Yeah, so I actually got licensed as a loan officer because I wanted a variety in my life. I wanted to be able to control my time, my schedule, my finances. And, you know, I initially started at a startup company that was based here in Las Vegas, and they had some branches across the country, but it was here in Vegas. And, you know, it was a call center environment, very outbound calls, inbound calls, very refinance heavy, a lot of cash out refinances, rate and terms. And I, you know, just realized that with that opportunity, as great as it was, I wanted to explore my options. And, you know, I found a self-generated broker shop that I actually work with Zach at now. And, you know, the day-to-day looks so different. Every deal and scenario is so different. And, I mean, that's what enticed me in the first place. How about you, Zach?
And so really quick, I just want to touch on that first. How long were you at the initial shop you were at?
Yeah, so I was really only there for maybe a year, maybe. But I wasn't even licensed when I got there. I was in an initial, like, maybe 3 months. I was just making a lot of outbound calls as more of like a sales direct representative, and okay, I pass it off to the loan officer.
So were other people licensed there, or was everyone in the same boat? Okay. Oh, so did they pay for your license, or did you end up having to pay for that yourself, or how'd that look?
Yeah. So actually they ended up paying for my license. They got me licensed in 4 states.
Awesome.
So I'm licensed in California, Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado. And so they got me licensed in 4 states, and I didn't have to pay for it. They even gave me some, you know, information, you know, like study packets to pass the NMLS test.
That's awesome. Okay, so one of the biggest hurdles of getting in this industry is the upfront cost of getting your licensing done finding out what states you want to get licensed in and all that. And it can be very daunting for someone that has no book of business and has never even touched a 1003 yet. So yeah. I think the fact that you were able to start at a shop that was just able to do all that for you and to purchase all that for you, that's good. I mean, I know you transferred over to the self-gen now, and I know you left the old shop for a reason, but what did you take away from your old shop? Or what did you learn from it?
Yeah, so getting into the industry, I mean, there's so many ways to really jump in feet first. But for me, you know, we were making a lot of calls, talking to a lot of potential borrowers. So you really got to understand the process very, very quickly. Whereas at a self-generated brokerage, you're probably going to see less deals, but you're going to make more on each deal, and you're going to, you know, really be able to see your borrowers throughout the entire process. Whereas before, you know, you might get a ton of deals and you might get a ton of opportunities to learn, but you're really passing that off to somebody else eventually.
So I see.
Yeah, that was my experience at least.
So were you processing your own loans during this, or is it mostly just like outbound, like outreach for like, I don't know, just to gain business?
So it was both, but the challenge became once once you're in that environment and you're making a lot of calls and you have inbound calls, your job is to more or less bring in the business through, you know, creative conversations and you know, looking at credit. And then it kind of gets passed off to your processors. And maybe, like in my case, it was my director would kind of take over.
Okay.
And really see the loan through.
So how big was the shop?
So the shop here in Vegas was really small. I mean, I jumped on when there was 4 people.
Oh, wow. That's really
startup. And we saw it jump up to maybe at 1.8 or 9, and then, but they had another operation over in Michigan that had probably 30 or 40, you know, loan officers, and we called them dialers. So they had a bigger group there, but then the branch here in Vegas was really startup.
So was it only the 2 branches?
No, they had, while I was in the Vegas branch, they actually opened up a 3rd branch in Tampa, Florida. And then they had one, I believe, in Austin, Texas, I think. But yeah, I think that was more of like a 1-person shop. I'm not sure on that, though.
Interesting. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. I mean, that sounds very similar to kind of where I got my start. I was first off working for a startup that was based out of the Bay Area, but was in Reno, Nevada. And we were doing mostly, you know, a very similar like call center type environment where we were reaching out to people for cash out refinance purposes. And also just with that, processing the loans a little bit, and I was able to, you know, just get my hands on the 1003 and just to see what that looks like without doing, you know, the very detailed LO work that would require licensing.
Yeah.
So initially when I started, I wasn't licensed either, but I think it was good being in that environment so I could get a good understanding and a good grasp of what the industry looked like. And yeah. So I just think it was very helpful too. And they also paid for my licensing too. So the company decided to move over to have a dedicated mortgage branch. I was able to go ahead and get my license paid for by them. And I was licensed in a few states as well. So it seems like a very similar environment. And I enjoyed it. I really learned a lot from it. But it's definitely not someplace that I wanted to stay for too long. And I'm really glad that I moved over to a self-generated shop.
Yeah. And getting into the industry in the way that, you know, Zach and I did is honestly probably one of the best ways to get in. Because like he was saying, you know, they'll pay for your licensing. You'll get to pull a lot of credits. So you'll understand how to read a credit report, which is very important for loan officers. I mean, it's probably the most important thing we actually do.
100%.
And so you really get a lot of at-bats. And I know in my case, they even gave me like a really small salary. It wasn't a lot, but I got paid a small salary and then, you know, a small commission on each deal that got closed. I don't know. Was that similar?
And, you know, I actually was just being paid hourly. And so after I left, I have a couple of friends that still work there. And they said they moved it over to where every deal that you close, you get a small commission on it, which I think is really cool. And so that's cool. They're able to do that. And I think it's really good when you want to get your feet wet in the industry and also just get started with it. But it's a completely different ballgame being on the self-gen side of things because, I mean, the difference is like your job is marketing yourself and your job is finding clients first and foremost, because you can be the best possible loan officer and you can know, you know, the programs the best and you can know the underwriting guidelines the best. But if you don't have anything in the pipeline and you don't have business coming in, you're not making money and you're not getting paid. And it's scary because it is commission only. And the thing about full commission is that you eat what you kill. And so, you know, there's times when it's really good, especially, you know, when you work in an industry where it's cyclical and it's based on the market. And there's times where it's not good and you have to really learn how to navigate those times through it.
Yeah. And, you know, it gets really interesting because when you're in that call center environment, your job is the phones.
100%, yeah.
You're in the phone system.
Smile and dial.
Yeah, smile and dial. You're not outside of work. When you leave work, you're pretty much done for the day. If you even get to leave, I worked a lot, but you pretty much you're done for the day. Well, here, you know, I have, for example, how it differs now is I have networking events planned all throughout the month of December that I will be attending to, and you know, finding realtors to work with, and divorce lawyers, and running open houses on the weekend. But it's really all self-started. You know, if you don't want to make it, you don't do those things and you're not going to make it.
And this is a 24/7 job.
Oh, 100%.
100%. And there's days where it's not really a traditional work day too. Like what my work day can consist of is not necessarily just going to the office at 9 and leaving at 5. It can be, I stop in the office at 9 for an hour and check up on my emails. And then I may have coffee with a realtor at 10. You know, until 11:30, and then lunch with a client, or maybe I'll go home and have lunch with my girlfriend or something, and then come back, and then I work on, you know, submission for a few files, and then maybe I'll go to a networking event that night. But it really allows you to own your time and build your schedule and fill it how you want.
Yeah. And the amount of times though, I mean, even though you're building your schedule, it's not just easy, you know, carefree life. I mean, there's times where I will get a call at 10 o'clock at night from a realtor.
Right.
Panicking.
And if you're not answering it, the next LO might.
Yeah. The next loan officer might. Yeah.
And right. And so, I mean, that's a deal.
Yeah.
So it's really about being available for your realtor partners and just making yourself available. And it all comes down to what you want to do. If you want to, you know, to be that loan officer that is working all the time and will answer a call at the dead of the night, then do that. And if you don't want to, you don't do that. And, you know, your production and your results will vary based off of that 100%. But I just think, especially in this job, you have to fill your schedule with opportunities to earn your business. And so Anthony, that was my next question for you, is how do you go about getting new business?
Yeah. So one of the things that I've found the most value out of, and it's a really simple thing that, you know, a really established loan officer told me when I was getting into self-generated, was, you know, just be the person in the room that people want to talk to. So for me, it's when I go into a networking event, you know, just talking with everybody, looking them in the eye, really shaking hands and just seeing what they do for work, how you might be helpful. And on the weekends, it looks like going to open houses and just introducing yourself to somebody like a realtor.
100%, or, yeah.
And I find a lot of value in doing the in-person stuff. And, you know, sometimes people think it's like a little outdated, but man, it really works.
No, I agree. I would say probably about 50 to 60% of my business comes from realtor referrals. You know, a lot of times these realtors that I'm working with, it's going to be the first time I'm ever working with them, just as a newer loan officer. And, you know, I mean, that's your time to shine right there.
Yeah.
And especially when it's your first business with them or your first deal that you're doing, you want to kill it.
Yeah.
Every single time, hands down.
Yeah. All right. So what we do as loan officers is actually very interesting. I mean, you on the front end, you have your realtors, which are really in charge of helping you find the best fit for you in a home. So, you know, every scenario is going to be different there, whether you're a married couple with no kids, you're a married couple with three kids, you're retired. That is really their job to find that. Our job as loan officers is to make sure the numbers work and that we find established lenders that will provide you the money to get into the home for a mortgage. And so what we do is we review things like credit. We go over, you know, something called a debt to income ratio, which is really just your debts to your income and how we get you qualified there. And then we see the process out through the entire loan process, which usually takes, I mean, how long would you say that takes usually?
I would say anywhere from 21 to 30 days. It really just depends on the loan type. You know, I've had loans close as fast as 11 days. And my longest ones take up to 45 days.
Yeah. And so, you know, through that, we really do need to know all the ins and outs of things like bankruptcies, you know, second loans, such as like HELOCs, home equity loans. And so anything to do with taking money from a lender into a scenario where you guys get into a home, that's kind of our job.
100%. I think that's one of the best benefits going with a broker rather than going with your local bank is that when you're at your local bank, they don't necessarily have a huge array or catalog of products that, that they could serve you with.
Yeah.
And at a broker, you know, I have access to 20, 30 wholesale lenders that each have 10 to 20 different products. So as a broker, what I'm able to do for my clients is to really find a mortgage product that is best suited for them, not trying to take their situation and plug it into a standard model of a mortgage like they do so often to banks. And I think at the end of the day, that really helps our clients. And that's my why is I always want to make sure that we are taking a client-focused approach.
Yeah. And, you know, with being a broker, there's just so many options. Like, you have your standards, so you have your VA, your FHA, your conventional loans, even, you know, USDA loans, which I've never closed one of those ones. But, you know, you have those kind of standard loans there where it's more traditional financing. But then you might have somebody that has a bankruptcy that is really in an interesting spot and it was due to medical and you need to find a non-QM or a hard money loan. And, you know, when you go to a bank, they're not necessarily going to have those options. They're really kind of stuck with what they have. So, I mean, that's why I appreciate being a broker, being a loan officer affiliated with a broker.
100%. And the rates are better. And you also have that creative financing as well, just at a broker rather than just going to your bank.
100%.
And so the next thing that I want to go over too is just like when as a self-generated loan officer, not every deal is going to be the same. And I feel like I found a lot of consistency when I was working in a call center as far as how things go, especially the stuff that goes kind of into the woods. You know, it can be, there's always higher ups that can handle that kind of business. But when you're self-gen and stuff goes awry, it's on you.
Yeah, it is your business. It's your deal.
Right. And those conversations with your clients and your realtor partners can be uncomfortable, especially when deals are falling through your fingers for whatever reason. And it really just comes down to checking your word. You know, what kind of deals have you had that you've had the most difficulty with?
Man, I would say the more difficult ones come from just when I was more inexperienced. I'd say I had a harder time. But even now, I mean, the amount of times I've, for example, pulled somebody's credit and really gone through an application process with them, and then they just disappear for 3 months.
It's the worst.
It's the worst. And then they come back. And when you're in, you know, I'm dealing with one deal right now, and, you know, they're awesome, but, you know, he got a great raise, everything's going good, but then the rates also doubled since the last time I spoke to them. And 100%. It really put them in a worse situation than if they had just stuck with me through it. And those are things that you'll just learn as a loan officer and really conducting your own business in general. You'll just have situations that are just so different and not not what you would expect.
No, 100%. I actually had one deal where I had a client that he had a bunch of reoccurring OnlyFans payments and he couldn't buy the house he wanted because he had all these subscriptions every single month that were actually killing his loan payment. And so it was like, he was like, oh, what do I need to do? I was like, you need to unsubscribe from all these and show him a fresh, you know, fresh bank statement that you're not having these charges. Another one, when I first started, I completely neglected to input estimated homeowner's insurance in the HOA, which ended up being a huge deal because it was an extra $300-$400 a month and it threw my DTI out of range and I wasn't getting an approved eligible on my file. And so when all these things are happening and there's a lot of moving parts and you have to kind of maintain all this stuff as it's going along to make sure the process is running smoothly and you have a lot of people counting on you. And one thing, just especially being self-gen, when you are your own boss, you have to be a good boss.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. And that means just because you don't have to be in the office doesn't mean you shouldn't be in the office.
Yeah.
And you can't be slacking on that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and people think when you're acting as a self-generated loan officer, or I would assume it's the same as like a self-generated realtor, for example. You know, everybody thinks you don't have a boss, but really every client ends up being your boss when you're working with them.
100%.
And that's something people don't realize is when you have your own business, you have your own book of business, you're worrying about your own marketing strategies and stuff. It's just, you know, you really are at the liberty of your clients.
Especially in a referral-based industry.
Oh, 100%.
You have to kill it every single 100%. Time or else they'll go somewhere else.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up right now. I just want to say thank you so much for joining us on this episode one. We look forward to seeing you guys on the next one.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good night, guys.